This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Hello, everybody. Pete Caliendo here. Baseball Outside the Box. What kind of show is it? It's the show that interviews baseball's best coaching minds across the world who love the challenge, the status quo. And that is something very important. Always thinking, why do we do it this way? You know, is there a better way to do it? Well, we're going to talk about something that definitely is better. And somebody has figured it out. It's taken them 15 years of major research. This is going to be a great show. Hey, folks, don't forget, check me out on baseballoutsidethebox.com. Also on our social media, Baseball Out. Check it out. Forward it to everybody you know that really helps us out. And if you have time, give us a rating on all the networks. It really helps get the show out. So thanks, everybody. In the U.S. and around the world for joining us today on a great show. Today, we're going to be talking to a Baseball Outside the Box favorite who's been on many times. He's one of the best athletic people, development people in the world. He does a lot of work with Major League Baseball, other academies around the world. He has his own company, crushperformance.com. He also has his own podcast. I've told you 1,000 times, if you're a listener of Baseball Outside the Box and you're not listening to Crush Performance, you've got to do this. It's a fantastic show, so go to it. We'll put all this stuff, as you know, on the show notes. Again, Crush has been traveling the world right now. He has been everywhere. He's currently at the America's Olympic Softball Qualifier in Surrey, Canada. He's going to tell us about that. And first of all, let's just get right to it because I want him to tell you about, and I would do misjustice if I even tried to talk about this. He's going to talk to you about a sports-specific soft drink specifically for baseball and softball. Just came out, major research behind it. It is better than any product out there. Matter of fact, the International Sports Group, who does coaching seminars around the world, you're familiar with it. As I'm one of the I am the VP of the program, we are definitely on board in promoting a product worldwide and in the U.S. So let's get started right now. Let's welcome my good friend and the friend of the podcast, Crush, Jeff Crochell from Crush Performance. What's up, Crush?
Hey, Pete. Thanks so much, man. Great to be here. Great talking to you again.
Well, I'm thrilled as always, man. And tell us a little bit about, I was on the phone with you and you said, you know, I thought I traveled a lot. No way. You blow me way out of the water. So tell us a little bit about your travels and then we'll get into the product also.
Yeah, well, we're going head to head. There's no question about it, Pete. So it's been a really great year for us. You know how passionate we are about spreading the good word. And the Crush Summer Performance Tour has been a doozy this year for sure. It started out, we were down in Vauxhall, Canada. There's a great high school academy there, one of my favorites in the world. I was there in the fall, or sorry, in the spring when the kids were getting ready to head off for the summer. So we got them set up. Then I was down with Major League Baseball at Vero Beach for my first ever real in-depth softball experience. It was great. It was their elite invitational development camp for young softball players from all over the U.S. Jenny Finch was there. Jenny Topping was there. The coaches were incredible. I really got a taste, an inside taste of the game of softball, and it is a beast, I'm telling you. I really, really, truly enjoyed it. We left Vero Beach and headed over to Utrecht for the first Olympic qualifiers for softball and baseball on the road to 2020 with the WBSC. That was a fantastic event. Came home down to Brazil with Major League Baseball as our academy gets going down there, and back home for a couple of days. And here we are at the second qualifier for the Olympics coming up, Pete. And it has been just a fantastic ride so far.
That sounds awesome, man. And folks, you know Jeff, you know, we call him the Crusher. He's the Crusher on his radio show and also on his podcast. But, you know, he's worked with world-class athletes all over the world in all kinds of sports. He's worked with younger kids. He's one of the best in athletic development. He promotes good health also. He's an ISG instructor, goes for us around the world. We can't thank him enough. I got to thank him every time we're on the show. And, Crush, listen, I've heard you 1,000 times, and I follow you so much. and I know you're, you know, one of the things that I believe in, because obviously I've listened to you, and that's, you know, that sugar, man, it's just not good for anybody. You know, and there's so much sugar, especially here in the U.S. We got so many products, you can't get away from it. Sugar, 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 sugar. And, you know, you've talked about it. So that's why I want to talk about, because you're in the athletic development business. You're in producing good athletes from a young age. And one of these areas is obviously where you eat, drink, and so forth. And you've produced a sports drink. KP Sport is your company. And I want you to tell the audience about this sports drink and why, first of all, why you decided to get into this major research, because it took you a lot of years, and then about the product.
Yeah. Okay. So, and thank you for asking, Pete. And again, thanks for the support on this. I think, you know, from our conversations, you know how passionate we are about this one for sure. So this started way back in the early 2000s when I was the head strength coach for the Toronto Blue Jays. And of course, the PED scandal broke wide open in baseball then. We were all working really, really hard to educate players. And on the other side of it, people are also really trying to understand what was the driving force behind athletes and players going to the dark side. And that dark side is turning to the use of PEDs and banned substances to either, one, get an edge or, you know, maintain their playing performance, or maybe even keep their career going just a little bit longer. And you might think it's common sense why guys use. But when we really dug down to it, Pete, it was really interesting, you know, talking to the players. And one thing that I was really adamant about right from the get-go was just having open conversations about this topic, about banned substances, about maximizing performance. And what I quickly learned, and again, prior to the Blue Jays, I was involved in the university sports in Canada, the Olympic sports in Canada. I did my degree at University of Calgary, and that is just an absolute hub for winter sport athlete development. So I was exposed to all this stuff at a very young age in my professional career. Taking it to the pro sports was interesting. And I would sit down with the players at the start of every year, and I would just ask them three questions. I said, one, guys, hey, listen, attorney-client privilege. Nothing ever said to me will go beyond me unless we both agree. And I would ask them three questions, and I still do this to this very day when I get a group of athletes together. I said, one, if you've used some kind of banned substance in the past, hey, just let me know. So if something does happen out there, we might have a reference point of what might be going on. Two, if you are using, let's have a conversation about it. And I flat out tell them, because I will talk you out of it. And then three, if you're thinking about using, come see me first. Come see me first, because I'm going to really, really show you what we can do without you guys having to go to the dark side. Because Pete, the whole steroid thing is a conversation for another day, but that's what spurred on the research behind the sport drink. I had a group of athletes, baseball guys and hockey guys when this all blew over, because I was working in pro hockey. We had pro football players, but I had a group of athletes come to me, and these are good, you know, as you know, Pete, the majority of the guys playing and the ladies out there, they're just flat out great people, man. They're just great people that specialized in sport.
Yep.
And you know, these are people you would have over for dinner, and you'd sit with their families and have a great time. And I had a group of athletes that I really respected come to me, and they said, hey, Crush, listen, man, you know, we would never go to the dark side, but the fact that I'm thinking about it right now, the fact that I might lose my job to it right now, is really, really not a good situation for us. What can we do? And, you know, this is back in the early 2000s, and we had supplement programs at that time. Like, we had supplements going, and we knew about supplements. I mean, not as much as we know now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so I had a great program together for our guys, but I did a deep dive. I'm going, okay, you know what? I am going to find out. I'm going to find out exactly what's available out there and what the options are. Because, Pete, one thing that we understood early on is, why are athletes going to the dark side? And flat out, they just don't know. They don't know what else to do. They take these shortcuts, and they look for these shortcuts because they honestly don't know how to maximize their performance or reach their potential. And that's this whole thing we're passionate about, the long-term athlete development side of it. So getting into that, I actually came across some incredible research that really opened my eyes to this whole other world of biochemistry, which I was familiar with because I did have a biochemistry background through my degree, but I never took a deep dive into it. When I did, Pete, the whole future opened up and led us to here today. So it's kind of a long, twisted tale, but I'm telling you what, it's, I think, a real important one.
You know, when tell us, because you combined with, and I've heard your show on this, you've combined with some top experts in this research. Tell us about some of the experts you combined with and how the sports specific, because this is a sports specific drink that now you came out with baseball, softball, which obviously you're going to come out with all sports, but you started with your passion, baseball and softball.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So really interesting. So of course, nobody knows it all. you quickly learn that. And I have this little post in my book, The Performance Plan. I actually have a picture of my cork board above my desk. And there's this little note that I have up there just to keep me frosty every day. It says, what I don't know could fill a warehouse, man.
Because I'm double that.
You know, no kidding. Because you know what it's like. And you and I have talked about this. Every time you're out there looking for something, looking for answers, it opens up doors and windows of more questions that you need to understand. So, and this is what happens. So I quickly learned that, okay, I got to start talking to these people who are experts in these different areas. And I'm talking neurology, I'm talking biochemistry, I'm talking blood chemistry, I'm talking real serious. And I'm not talking just general nutrition here. I'm talking beyond general nutrition into the world of just epic sport performance. And we even get to a point where we talk to some of the people who mapped out the human genome, and we're looking at epigenetics and how the genetics factors working. Because listen to me carefully, in our research, and a lot of the people we worked with, Pete, were the people that were really focusing on diabetes and obesity. These guys really, really know some very special things. And I've learned a lot from these people, but this is actually, you could fork this off at this point in time. That's where the Crush War on Sugar started, because that's where I really understood how toxic, damaging, and life-threatening sugar is in our diet. And you know what? Just as a side note here, you could go back to the 1980s right now, and you and I could go comb the world and search for diabetes in children below age of 10. We would be hard-pressed to find a case of type 2 diabetes. Now, don't get me wrong, they're out there, but they're very, very rare. Now, what is it? A third of our children are diabetic. 2/3 of them are insulin resistant, and it's all about our diet. So some of these experts we worked with are food experts. You know, they're neurologists looking at brain cravings, dopamine. There's some of the doctors and researchers that actually discovered that, you know, sugar is as addictive as smoking or alcohol or drugs. We're looking at the dopamine, serotonin, hormone responses. Anyway, I won't get into all that stuff, but it was a fascinating, fascinating ride. But the implications are real, Pete. So along the way, we started figuring out, okay, look, and this is where it started. I got these guys together at Baywalk in Tampa, in St. Petersburg, Florida. I got scientists together, and they said, guys, I have a question for you. I said to them, and they're all sitting there. They said, Jeff, what is it? I said, well, look, I work with pro basketball guys. I've got pro golfers. I love my pro baseball players. I'm helping NHL teams. We've got pro basketball guys. We've got some marathoners. I look at their nutrition programs. And again, this is the early 2000s. I said, you know, we're fueling them the same way. Where does it make sense that we take a basketball player or a soccer player and give them the same fueling system as our baseball players? And I'm looking at these world-class, these world-dominant researchers, and looking at me like blank eyes. And you can see the light bulb go on, and you can see them, they're like, that doesn't make sense. I said, no, it doesn't make sense. It never has, and it never will. And I said, so Jeff, what do you need? I said, well, look, I've got all these different animals, these different athletes. I said, is it possible, you guys, to match the fuel system we give them for the energy demands of the sport? And,
wow, you know,
we sat there for 2 or 3 hours. We sat there for 2 or 3 hours, and everybody, the consensus was, yes, this should be very possible. It took us 15 years to figure it out, Pete. It's very possible. We know it's possible now, but it took us 15 years to figure it out because it wasn't easy, man.
Well, one thing you had to be sure. I mean, I'm sure you had to make sure that this was the product. And, you know, explain to the novice people like me, explain how the product actually works.
Sure. Yeah. And it's a great question because you know what? You know how we talk about, you know, we talk about the world out there right now, and we're pushing for climate and we're pushing for renewable energy, and we have all these, they're calling them disruptors out there. We're upsetting the system. And your introduction to this show, Pete, I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
Challenging the norm. but challenging the norm in everything we do. And I just wasn't satisfied with anything on the marketplace. So I wanted this for my guys. That was the ultimate, that was my ultimate challenge to myself. I said, I want to provide my guys with the best possible options. One, to keep them safe and give them options to help maximize their performance, but also for career longevity, health, and maximum performance. So when we started looking at it, we're going, okay, it should be really easy. We know that baseball uses less energy than, let's say, let's use soccer. Let's use soccer and baseball as our two comparison sports, all right? So we know in soccer, athletes, the pro guys anyway, are running 10,000 meters plus in a game, all right? The average game, you know, is 2 45-minute halves. It runs about 97 minutes on average, and with extra time. And we have it broken down. In baseball, we know the average game right now is 3 hours, 11 minutes, somewhere right in there. But there's only like 6 minutes of play. I don't have my numbers in front of me, but there's very little actual play time in baseball. So the average amount of calories or amount of energy burnt per hour in baseball is very, very different than in soccer. And so when we started matching this out, we thought, okay, this is going to be easy. We'll just give them less carbohydrates, less fuel for baseball, and it should work out really well. So we actually got in the lab and did human in vivo clinical trials. That's where all this really understanding came from these trials done. And it didn't work that way. We gave them less carbohydrates. We gave them different carbohydrates, and we couldn't match it up. Until we figured out, about 6 years in, we figured out that we're missing a critical step. And we were just looking at some research that we were doing and research coming out of the University of Texas as well. And what we had our athletes do, we figured we're missing a step. Something's not working here because the body wasn't reacting the right way to less or different fuel systems. And so what we had to do is we had to figure out, okay, we have to somehow calibrate it. But we couldn't figure it out because we're trying to fuel this body and make it operate properly for the energy that's demands. Because here's what happens. Let me just lay it out here. And I hope this makes sense to everybody. When we put fuel into a baseball player, let's say we take the average fuel system out there or the average drink out there, and this is what we did. We put it into a baseball player. And the baseball player is only burning, let's say, 260 calories per hour. But we're putting in, let's say, 42 grams or 32 grams or 26 grams of sugar and carbohydrates that aren't getting used, Pete. This is the problem. This was the big problem that we discovered. When you have all that energy going into the body, it has to go somewhere. When your body stores energy in the muscle, in the blood, in the liver. When those glycogen stores are full, you've got all this energy floating around in your blood system and in your body that has to go somewhere. It doesn't just stay idle. So your body releases all these hormones like insulin, and everybody's heard about the insulin crashes and insulin spikes and all this stuff, which is a critical factor. So you have this energy. You're out playing baseball. You're pitching. You're in the middle infield. You're in the outfield. You're behind the plate. You're in the batter's box. You're playing baseball. Your body demands some energy. But at the same time, you've got a whole bunch of energy sitting around in your body that now insulin and all the hormones are trying to put into storage. When your body gets into that storage state, when there's excess energy kicking around, it has to get stored. That's what your body's thinking. And now you're on the field of play, and your body's trying to get work done. You have this epic internal battle for energy that really does, whether you feel it or not, really does impact performance. So that was one of our first keys. We knew we had to balance that ratio, but how to do it was the key. So what we did is we had a breakthrough about 6 years into our research where we figured out that something wasn't working right. So rather than having our athletes actually drink the samples and then we would test them, we had them put it in their mouths and then spit it out. Guess what we found? Guess what the body response was? Guess what the body response was, Pete, after they spit it out? It was almost exactly the same as if they'd swallowed it. And we're going, holy cow, are you kidding me? So we discovered that was a turning point right there. And I'm telling you, you know, when we started this, I had no intentions. None of us had any intentions of actually getting out into the business world and marketing a product. But it was shortly after we discovered this and we figured out how to calibrate it, they're going, oh, my goodness, we have to get this out to the world. And that was the turning point, Pete, that led us to where we are here today. So what we've learned is through our Key Code Fuel, which is a really, really unique fueling system. It's proprietary. It's our fueling system that we discovered and our science team created for us. It's 100% all natural carbohydrate system that allows us to calibrate the energy going into the body for the demands of the sport. And that's why we're sport specific. And we've got this beautiful tagline called "What's Your Game?" And we're coming for your performance. We're coming to support every athlete out there, Pete.
Wow, that's fantastic, man. And let me tell you, from the marketing standpoint, I know that that's important. Love your colors. Love the logo. Love that you started with the World Baseball Softball Confederation as a sponsor, part of what I'm doing as a technical person. I think you're really getting out there. I think this is going to explode. We're proud to be, I think, the second podcast to host a show about this product. Yours is obviously the first. You may have had some others, but I believe we're up there. We're thrilled to be behind it. But I want to ask you, because I heard you talk about this one time, and you mentioned something about, because you just talked about, you know, the drink hitting the tongue. That affects something in the brain, correct?
Right. Well, yeah. So this is one of our early discoveries. And it was right around that turning point where we're looking at each other. We're going, oh, my gosh, what do we do with it? And that's where we decided. We got the group together. We're going, guys, we have to get this to our athletes. We figured it out. We cracked the code. And that's why our fueling system is called the Key Code Fuel, man. We are truly, Pete, unlocking potential. We're unleashing potential that we've never been able to access before, because listen, the artificial sweeteners, they don't work, people. And I'm hoping for our children's sake that we see a ban of artificial sweeteners. I really, really do. They're catastrophic. They're as bad or worse than the sugars that we see right now. But yes, so what we figured out, so your tongue is like the early warning sign. Like, it is the first line of defense when it comes to food and offense as well. Like, you want to look at it that way, because we're very progressive here on this side, looking at ways to improve. When your tongue senses the sweetness levels, the bitterness levels, your tongue sends all these signals based on what's going into your body to the brain before it even reaches your digestive tract. And this is one of the key things that we clued in on. And when those signals are sent, it actually primes the body for what's about to happen. And that's why when we send in so much sweetness, so much sugars, and most of the artificial sweeteners have a sweetness levels, a sweetness sense, a sensation in the body that's way, way higher than sugar. So all these artificial sweeteners have zero or low calories, and they have an unbelievably high sweetness level. So our body doesn't understand caloric calories, and calories are crazy anyway, but our body doesn't understand that part of it. All it understands is sweetness. That's how we've been built from day one. So our body on the tongue senses all this sweetness coming in, so it starts defending itself. All the hormones go into action, leptin, IGF-1, insulin, to handle what's going in. And yet there's nothing going in. What do you think that does to a human body? It's catastrophic just to the average body, but for sport performance, it's devastating. So that key sensation, or the key signaling from the tongue, Pete, is how the process really starts. And that's what we're keen in on.
Wow. Love all this research and science. Crush, listen, Caliendo sports teams going around the world, we're going to be on this product constantly. There's no doubt about it, because especially traveling internationally. But I got to ask you, I want to make sure we're clear here. What the product's going to do is it's going to allow you to increase your performance at your level, keep it at a certain level so it doesn't drop.
Sure. Right. Well, sure. And that was exactly it, Pete. So what we wanted to do is we sort of wanted to maintain some form of performance homeostasis, if that makes sense. We wanted to maintain some level of chemistry in the body that would allow our athletes to perform at the highest level. And we're talking at the muscular level for sure. But more importantly, especially for games like baseball, we know when all these hormones, all these controlling hormones get launched into the body, it doesn't just affect our muscles and our nervous system and our blood. It also affects our nervous system and our brain. And on the side of the can, you'll see we have this other thing. We have switch the brain, switch the game. We quickly realized early on that if we can maximize brain performance, we can maximize human performance, because dealing with the muscles, that's secondary. If you don't communicate with the brain first, you're not going to reach your potential. It's not possible. I don't care what anybody says. And so what we really focused in on is, okay, how do we make sure that the brain is getting what it needs? Not too much. It's like the Goldilocks sort of story. Not too much, not too little, just right. right? And so that's kind of what this is all about, Pete. Yeah, we looked at a way to provide a fuel source that matches the energy demands of baseball. So we have a protocol for just general athletes. You could just use it like a normal performance drink that you would use. But for our elite protocol, we have a very specific elite protocol we can get into later, but we have a very specific elite protocol that's looking at basically one serving per hour of performance. And that's how we're kind of calibrating it for all of our sports.
And then we're talking, let's talk baseball for right now. We're talking about a game, a practice. Oh, and by the way, I did write down Switch the Brain because I know you've had several discussions on your podcast about the brain, how powerful it is. It's the next frontier of sports performance, but that's a whole nother topic.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm a baseball player, so I'm going to, during the game, during practice, do I just take the product as I feel thirsty or...
Well,
is there,
great call. Great.
You talked about protocols.
Sorry to cut you off there, Pete.
No.
You mentioned something. Yeah, you mentioned something right there. I had to stop you dead because you mentioned something there that's really, really critical. Athletes, parents, coaches, please, please listen. We have two rules when it comes to our nutrition. They're very simple. Nutrition can be scientific and crazy if you make it that way, but it can also be incredibly simple. Hydration nutrition can be incredibly simple because there's fundamental principles that have to be followed. And here's one of them, okay? Never get hungry, never get thirsty. Listen, by the time your body signals thirst, you're already at a rate of dehydration that impacts performance in a negative way. We know that right around 2% dehydration, which, you know, for a player who's about 150 pounds, Pete, 2% dehydration might be 2 to 3 cups of water. You know, it's not a lot. But at 2% dehydration, both mental and physical performance can drop significantly. Some studies have shown drops as high as 10 to 15% just from not hydrating properly. So never get thirsty. Never get hungry. Those are two simple rules. So for our protocols, what we do is we're saying for the recreational, fun, even developmental player, just use it, alternate the drink with water. Mm-hmm. But for our high performance guys, we want you 10 minutes before you start your practice to start drinking your first serving. And then we want one serving every hour of competition or practice.
Before?
Well, it depends what you're doing. So if you're out just practicing in batting practice, you know, we would treat it the same as a game because we know practice is where athletes are really making a big difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're treating our practices and our training as seriously as competition in games. So the protocol is before, when you strap on your spikes and you're getting ready to play, you should start drinking your first drink.
Okay.
And then just over the course, you can either slam it. Some guys like to slam it. Some guys like to sip it. As long as it's getting into your system and we're calibrating the system, that's what we're looking for.
All right. And a lot of this, is this listed out? Is the protocol listed specifically for the sport?
Yeah, it's really easy, Pete. It's very, very simple. And once our users get into the groove of it, they love it, man, because it adds just another little sense of routine to the game. And you and I both know how important routine and flow is when it comes to performance, especially in a game like baseball.
Absolutely. Now, I know you wanted to get into Elite Protocol. Before we do that, what else about this product that we want to discuss to let our audience know in the U.S. around the world? Because it sounds like it's just a tremendous product, and it's just hitting the market now. We're going to tell everybody how to get the product and all that. But what else have we missed here or I missed that I needed to ask you?
Well, yeah, we could talk for days on it, Pete, but really simply, I want everybody just to understand that this is a fuel. This is a fuel system. Okay, so this is not like, I don't even think there is a category for where we would put this product and the products that we're having. We have our golf formulas ready where our NFL guys are screaming for it. We're having unbelievable discussions with cricket. I mean, it's going really well, but it's a fuel system. So one of the biggest comments we have on it, we do have potassium in there. There are some electrolytes in there. So typically if we look at the average, let's say North American diet, right? We're all lacking in, unless you're supplementing, we're pretty much all lacking in potassium. So we have potassium in there. We have magnesium. We don't have sodium, which throws a lot of people off. It's one of the key electrolytes. But here's one of the mistakes. Here's one of the mistakes we see that's being made even right now at the very highest levels of sport. So, Pete, in our programs for the last 10 years, we've never, ever calibrated our electrolytes or never matched our electrolyte intake with our fuel intake. It doesn't work. You cannot do it. Listen, people, you cannot do it. It's critical to have those electrolytes. But honestly, unless you're an endurance athlete working for a long period of time at intensity, if you have a decent diet, your electrolyte balance is pretty much going to be okay. Now, here's the factors that we really keyed in on when it came to, like, let's talk about sodium right now.
Mm-hmm.
When it came to sodium, we have three major important variables when it comes to balancing the electrolytes in the body. And one is the temperature. When it's hot, we sweat more. When it's cool, we sweat less, period. So there's something you have to consider. So to use the same electrolyte system every single day, hot or cold, doesn't make a lot of sense. Number two is different people sweat at different rates. We have athletes that sweat buckets. And then we have some athletes that even on the hottest days don't sweat that much. And there's many different reasons for that. And then the third factor, really important one, is sweat concentration. And we've all had teammates that have, you know, the salt stains on their hats and on their shirts. They have a very, mm-hmm. very high
yeah.
sweat concentration of sodium, right?
Yep.
And then we have the other players that don't have that. So then there's the concentration as well. So there's all these variables. So what we started doing years, decades ago, is we started addressing electrolytes individually for our athletes, but also sport by sport, but also based on temperature and the environment and in the conditions as well. Because if you're trying to, let's say you take your average drink out there and you go, okay, hey man, I need more sodium right now. So I need 500 milligrams of sodium. And let's say your drink has, let's say it has 200 milligrams. So now you have to take two servings. If you're using that drink that's really, really high in carbohydrates to get your sodium, what happens to your blood chemistry in terms of the carbohydrates? Well, it goes bonkers because now you're getting your 400 milligrams of sodium. That's great, but you're also taking in what, 42 grams of sugars or carbohydrates, which is catastrophic to performance. So listen, you have to separate your electrolytes from your fuel source. You cannot match it. Now, does it make sense to add some electrolytes to a fuel source? It could, but what we're trying to encourage everybody to do is address those electrolytes separate from the fuel source. It's the way of the future, Pete. Trust me.
Well, what I love about it too, and I mean, the key here is sport specific. You mentioned it over and over again. I think that's fantastic. Hey, listen, you mentioned also elite protocol. Mention that a little bit. What do you mean by elite protocol for elite athletes?
Right. So, yeah. So for our pro guys, and this is really our pro guys, our Olympic athletes. And yeah, you know, the World Baseball Softball Confederation, we are great, great partners. I love this organization. I love what they're doing for their sport, but their partnerships and their communication, they're also working with other major sports as well. It's a massive community out there. And you know, at the world level, at the Olympic level, all these sporting organizations are starting to work together, which is great for everybody. But the WBSC has been a fantastic partner for us. And we're the official performance drink of the WBSC and the Olympic qualifying tournaments. Very, very proud to get this product into the hands of the athletes. And one of our mandates with this product, Pete, was figuring out a way to give back, not just on the performance side. That we're passionate about, and that is no problem. But we also wanted to figure out a way that we could give back and partner with key organizations so we can help support development, whether it's through education or whether we can help with funding. We're all in on that, and you know how passionate we are about that for sure. For our elite players, our mm-hmm. Olympic, our serious, even our serious weekend warriors, Pete, you know, passionate. Hey, man, when I step onto the field, I'm playing in the seventh game of the World Series every single time.
Yeah, you could hear it. Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Don't get me wrong. Like, we're having fun out there, but we love to play at our best. We love to play at our best. We want every athlete we touch to play at their best. So for our elite protocols, we broke down the sport, and in order to manage and maintain a balanced chemistry inside the body, we broke it down on an hourly basis. So we have, for our elite guys, we're trying to get them one serving of the product for every hour of play. That's the key high performance protocol. And you know, that starts at batting practice before the game. So if you're a pitcher warming up 45 minutes before the game, just as you put on your shoes, we want you to start drinking your drink, and you walk out there, same thing for every player. And then for every hour of play, we want you alternating between water and the performance, the KP Sport. And it's worked really, really well. And the feedback from our athletes has been great. And just so everybody knows, I should actually, Pete, I'm going to send you a couple of tweets and feedback we got from our athletes, our pro athletes here.
Absolutely. And we'll put that on the show notes.
One of the energy and all that's there, that we knew that's going to happen. But one of the greatest compliments, I think, to our whole research team is the cognitive function. One of the players said, hey, I don't have that foggy feeling, that sort of foggy mind, man. I'm sharp. I'm frosty. I said, well, that's exactly what we're shooting for, man, especially in a reaction power sport like baseball. So we're really proud of what's been going on so far.
Well, you know what? You hit it on a button there, because that was going to be my question with some of the athletes that are using it. What's been the response? You hit it right, a home run right there. Hey, folks, just so you know, I've known Crush a long time. I know you can hear his passion, so you got that part. But the other part that you don't know is that he really, if you're listening to his shows, you're going to know this. He really cares about the development of young athletes, all athletes, but he also cares about helping coaches make players even better and helping parents. One of the things that you mentioned, and I think this is fantastic, one, you're giving back, and that shows a lot that you're giving back to the youth sports. You're doing it internationally, nationally, but also, you know, by accident or whatever it was, it sounds like you're on the way to helping diabetes and obesity. So this product is for the average person. You don't have to be in sports.
Oh, no, absolutely, for sure. Yeah, and we're going to have a bunch of different lines out there for sure. And if nothing else, Pete, you know, just the education side. You know, the Crush War on Sugar, we dedicate pretty much one episode of our show per month to the Crush War on Sugar, and that's just pure education. And I just believe that's one of the most powerful things we can do. But here's the problem. And again, this is part of that turning point that we had. You know, we were identifying problems. And if you go into the research, the research is really identifying problems. You could look at any area of research. You know, we're really, really good at picking at problems. But we're really not that good at coming up with solutions. So, you know, we knew what the problems were. We really did. I mean, that question to that group of scientists back in day one when this whole thing started in Florida, where I said, look, you know, here's the problem. I've got NHL hockey players. We've got pro golfers. We've got pro basketball players, pro soccer. We got Olympic athletes. And we're giving them the same fuel source? I said, where does that make sense? Well, there's the problem. Very clearly defined problem. Every one of those athletes is a different animal. Every one of those sports is an entirely different environment. So we really identified the problem well. But where the heck's the answer? So that was our quest. We want answers, Pete. We want answers, man. And so that's what this was about. And yeah, we're passionate about it. So on that end, we have to raise awareness to get people, because one of the biggest answers to this childhood obesity, the obesity rates, is going to be us just understanding diet and understanding how the body works. And frankly, I don't know if there's a group of scientists or researchers that know more than our group does. I really don't. I don't think, I haven't seen them. And we've talked to people around the world. So we're proud of the work that we've done. We're proud of the networking. There's brilliant information out there, and it's going to be podcasts like yours and hopefully mine as well that can help getting people thinking about what they need to think about. And that's what Crush Performance is all about.
Crush, what a way to end the show. This has been outstanding. And folks, I know you're going to have questions, so go to kpsport.ca. That's the website for KP Sport, the performance drink. You could also check out Crush at Jeff Crush. You know, you can get him on Twitter. He's on there. He's on all his social media. They're also on KP Sport on Instagram, Facebook, you go to YouTube also, check it out. There's no way. We'll also put his information, how to contact him if you have questions about the drink. And I want to tell you that the International Sports Group is on board. So is Baseball Outside the Box. So to help out, if you go to kbsport.ca and you order the product, just put in the code ISGKPSport. And you're going to get 5% off on the product. So only that. Go ahead, Crush.
Hey, Pete. So we're working on global distribution right now. So that kpsport.ca, that's for Canadian customers. In the U.S., go to kpsportwyg. So what's your game is our tagline, WYG. So kpsportwyg.com for all of our great U.S. Partners down there.
All right. I'm glad you corrected me on that, man. We had it wrong. We'll put it on the show notes to make sure everybody's got that. kpsportwyg.com to order a product.
WYG. Yeah. WYG.
WYG, right? Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. And Crush, What else for our audience? Anything else we want to leave them with?
Yeah, no, I think, Pete, this is just one piece of the puzzle. So we could talk about this another day, but just remember, when it comes to athlete development, whether we're talking about our youth, which we're incredibly passionate about, whether it's our collegiate, intermediate, developing athletes, or whether it's our pro guys, we have four priorities when it comes to performance. And it doesn't matter what organization, what sport, or what level we're looking at. Number one, sleep, rest, and recovery. Your program, if you're going to work as an elite performer in school, in music, in art, or in sport, or at your business, at the office, rest, recovery, and sleep's number one. Number two, nutrition and hydration. A very close second, but second nonetheless. Number three, for our athletes, posture, range of motion has to be in order before we even start training. And then number four, let's teach our athletes to move. We get those four things in place, the future's really, really bright for everybody who loves sport, Pete.
Fantastic. Crush, thank you, buddy. We want to thank you. I know you're busy there in Canada, again, at the America's Olympic Softball Qualifier, Surrey, Canada, and you're on to many other places. So travel safe, my friend.
Thanks, Pete. Really appreciate you, my brother.
All right, folks. That was Jeff Crushell, the Crusher, on crushperformance.com and also KP Sport. We will put everything on the show notes. He is outstanding. I love him. I love asking him questions. And personally, I love asking him. I also send him things and I say, hey, Crush, I'm doing this. What do you think? Man, he lets me know exactly what he thinks. And that's what I love about him, because he's always challenging the status quo. And it just makes you better when you ask the question, why? So again, hey, also check out his book, The Performance Plan. Fantastic book. Go to crushperformance.com. Remember I told you about his podcast. You got to listen to his podcast every week. Outstanding stuff. This was just a short part of a talk, but you know, we wanted to concentrate on the performance drink because we think it's going to be revolutionizing all sports and making sure that kids are healthy and that they're producing at their top. So thank you, everybody in the U.S. and around the world. Don't forget, check us out on Baseball Out. Check us out on all our social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram. We're everywhere. You know, interact with us. We love hearing from you. Hey, sometimes I know it's not, you know, social media. It could be unsocial. I got hit a couple times this week. You know, I also have to be careful how I say things sometimes because it could be misinterpreted. Got nailed a couple times, and that's okay. Let me know, but make it a dialogue. Don't attack. Dialogue. When you dialogue, you make it, you know, more interesting, professional. That's all. I mean, and you answer questions, right? Because I started to change my mind on some things that people had sent me. I said, you know what? Maybe I need to look at it a different way. So you open up my minds, but please don't attack. That's, you know, to me, that's just very unprofessional. Stay professional all the way. We're here to help you the best way we can. Hey, I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. I want to wish you a great coaching day. This is Baseball Outside the Box, and hope you enjoyed the show before this on Japanese baseball, Koshian. That was an outstanding show. Following this show will be the next part on Japanese baseball from Caliendo Sports Coach for his experience competing against and training with youth sports. So, hey, listen, sayonara, and I'll see you on the next show.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.